The time has come, and it's about time. Raptors, Wizards, Game 3 is finally here as the Road Warrior Raps try to Ja Rule the Wiz down in D.C.
You're going to do everything to win again. Building not important. The players not important. It's about us.
DeRozan can't run it down. Saves it to Lowry. Lob to Rice. Jams it down. Timeout, Scott Brooks. The birthday boy, Dwayne Casey, clapping his hands.
We got to be prepared. We got to play this game like a 0-0.
Wall in the lane. Blocked by DeLon Wright. DeRozan, front court. On the bounce. Turn around. Jumper. Good!
To collect the effort, you know, trying to make everything tough on them. You know, it's tough to stop a player like Bradley. Period. You know, you just hope whatever you're doing to make things tough works.
Miles on the bounce. A deep three over Wall. Got it!
It's time for BMO Raptors Basketball on TSN 1050, the voice of the Raptors.
I just couldn't resist. Had to throw in the Ja Rule shout out, you know? Got to step up. It's game three.
Well worded, though. It's well worded.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm a poet and didn't even know it. Gareth Wheeler, Dwayne Watson with you, live inside our TSN Raptors headquarters in beautiful Agent Court, Ontario. This is BMO Raptors Basketball. Paul Jones, Sherman Hamilton, they're down at Capital One Arena down in D.C. They got your call and will join us in a few moments' time. We've had plenty of time to talk about this series with the two days off in between games. It's a beautiful night. Jurassic Park is live. People have come out to support this team as your Toronto Raptors are up 2-0 in this series as it shifts down to Washington. It's not only 2-0 in this series, Dwayne, but in the battle of dynamic backcourts with two all-star players on both teams, the DeRozan and Lowry combination against the Wall-Beal combination, they're up 2-0 as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is a battle of the best backcourts in the Eastern Conference, and you know, Toronto has held that mantle for much of the year, but the Wizards, John Wall and Bradley Beal were in the conversation. They actually started the conversation, but they're reunited, but they're not winning the battle. And, you know, as you said and LeBron said, the Raptors come and go with Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. The same thing for Washington Wizards, and that's what's happening right now.
And DeRozan and Lowry have gone about their business in different ways. DeRozan showed that he can be that alpha, that aggressor. 37 big points in game number two. Lowry, his jump shot hasn't been dropping, but he's been doing plenty of other things the right way, especially on the defensive end.
Yeah, especially on the defensive end, whether it's getting passing lanes, drawing charges, but also setting up his teammates. And we talk about Kyle Lowry in terms of his ability to affect games in different ways. I mean, he can drop 37 if needed, but he can also do so many different things, whether it's setting up plays, making the extra pass, being defensively there, where it's tying up Bradley Beal, or he's jumping up in front of John Wall. And those are the things that make these guys stars. And these are the reasons why this team is up in this series.
And no Fred VanVleet listed as out tonight for the Toronto Raptors. What does that mean, Dwayne?
It's tough because a guy like him, he is the key to the bench. I mean, he is the guy that runs the second unit. He can do everything. He can shoot. He can defend. He gets the basket. He's also out there in the key moments with Kyle Lowry and the other starters. Him not being there is going to be tough, but the Raptors have also found ways in the last two games to get it done without him. So expect a smaller lineup from Washington. So you'll see the disparity of not having Fred VanVleet out there tonight.
Game three on the road. It's always a tough one to get. We'll see if the Raptors can get at it, pick up that W, go up 3-0 in this series. Keep it locked right here on TSN 1050. If you're on your way home, you can watch on TSN 4 and 5. Just like Ja Rule, I'm always on time. So we got to go down to D.C. now, the Capital One Arena. Here's Paul Jones and Sherman Hamilton with the accounts and descriptions of tonight's matchup. Gentlemen, looking forward to this one.
We are too. And if the Raptors can get this thing to 3-0, Gareth, we know how difficult that is. As a matter of fact, no team has ever come back from being down 3-0 in the history of the NBA playoffs, and I believe you can count the number of game sevens on one hand. So this is basically the season for the Wizards, and the Raptors know what it's like because in this building they went down 3-0 and were not able to stave off elimination, getting beat badly in game four in the 15-16 season. Sherman, oh how they'd dearly like to turn it around here.
Well, they would, and you think about the fact that the Raptors, you know, they're fighting the idea of knowing that they have home court advantage. They're up 2-0. you know, maybe that feeling could creep in. If you lose one, you're still okay. Got to fight complacency. And I think this team has matured enough to be able to do that. But make no mistake, the urgency for Washington is going to be at a high level. They understand what is at stake right now for them. And if they go down 3-0, it's a wrap.
Let's get to the starters for Toronto.
6'8 forward from Indiana, number 3, OG Anunoby. A 7-foot center from Lithuania, 17, Jonas Valančiūnas. A 6-foot guard from Villanova, number 7, Kyle Lowry. And a 6'7 guard from USC, number 10, DeMar DeRozan. Ladies and gentlemen, the Raptors are led by head coach Dwayne Casey.
Well, as Toronto is wont to do, and they always do on the road, they huddle together under the basket, 15 strong. We will not accept individual introductions or accolades. We're in this thing together. And I'll tell you that the Raptors starting lineup that you just heard was brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Open up to spring at your Ontario Subaru dealer with great rates from 0.5% Subaru confidence in motion. And Sherm, the Wizards need a shot of confidence. Bradley Beal in particular has had a very difficult time, and I credit a few things. Toronto's defense has been solid on him. I think he's worn down from the season, having to carry this team when John Wall was out, and then reintegrating Wall. The ball is out of Bradley Beal's hands. I mean, he was terrific in the four games the season split against Toronto, but John Wall's back, and I think they're all out of sorts a little bit right now, especially Beal.
And throw a little bit of credit to the rookie OG Anunoby's way. He's done a good job to start games, being physical, leaning on Bradley Beal, and basically frustrating him. Now, look, Bradley Beal can go off at any time. The way he can shoot the basketball, if things go in their favor early, Bradley Beal can tear the roof off this building. But to your point, there's a different flow when they play. And right now you can see there's some disjointedness in terms of Bradley Beal getting involved offensively. But today at shoot-around, he was very clear at what he expects. The number is 20 shots. He's told Scott Brooks that in their private meeting, and there's an understanding that he needs to be involved.
Well, here are the Wizards.
High forward, number 5 from the University of Kansas, Markieff Morris. At center, number 13 from Poland, Marcin Gortat. At guard, number 3 from the University of Florida,
the Wizards, and time to play ball. The Raptors will wear the traveling black uniforms, and the Wizards in the white uniforms with white lettering and a little navy blue trimming around the outside. Gary Zielinski, James Williams, and Kenny Maurer are your officials, and as always in an NBA game, there is an alternate, and that will be Dedrick Taylor. So time to play ball here in Washington as the Raptors and the Wizards about to start game 3. Sherm, I get the feeling that we are going to see the Wizards come out like a house on fire. And for the Raptors, it's about kind of withstanding that, surviving it before you move forward and see that the emotion wears off and maybe water will find its own level. And if you're Toronto, that means you can creep back in and maybe win this thing on the road. Raptors had a great road record over the regular season. And Washington wearing their third uniform, saying the district across the front.
Well, you know that the pressure is on them, and they understand everything that's at stake. And I think if you're the Raptors, the way you've started the last two games should really be in the back of your mind. You're on the road. You understand that you've got to keep this crowd out of it. And in speaking to Dwayne Casey earlier at Shootaround, he even mentioned the fact that these are great starts that they've had, and they've got to have an even better start today against the Wizards, who are going to come out and play desperate, aggressive, urgent basketball.
Teams that have won the best of seven series with two wins at home, started with two wins at home, have gone on to win 236 out of 251 times. More than half, 58%, ended in either four or five games. No team has ever come back from 3-0. The Wizards have the ball to start, and they will move front court from right to left. Beal into the lane, near side, left wing. Kicks it out to Wall, far side, right wing, on the bounce. Picks it up, kicks it to Morris. Wizards working the ball. Ball. It's Wall on Ibaka. Long three out top. No good. Not a great possession. Valanciunas with the rebound. Nice D by Toronto.
Well, they got the switch they wanted. Serge Ibaka defending John Wall, but Serge did a good job gapping him and forcing him to take that shot after he bobbled the ball.
Ibaka to Valanciunas up top. Now to DeRozan straight away. Against Otto Porter. Works left to the elbow. Up fake. Kicks it out to Anunoby. Shot clock at three. Raptors have to go. Lowry floats it up. No good. Rebound knocked away. Kyle gets it back to DeRozan in the lane. Has it knocked away. No foul call. Toronto recovers it again. DeRozan down to Valanciunas. Low block. Far side. Left wing in front of the bench. Puts it on the floor. The kick out pass deflected by Wall. And Sherm, you can see immediately a lot more energy from the Wizards.
Definitely defensively focusing on Jonas Valanciunas. John Wall there digging back to help out Marcin Gortat as Jonas was trying to go into his post move. Now Jonas knows that's going to happen. He's got to be very strong with the basketball and complete those kickouts.
DeRozan to Ibaka underneath. Up fake. Throws it up. No good, but he's fouled. Raptors with some nice execution on the inbound play, sure. When you get into a hostile environment, it's important to know your stuff, run it, execute it, hard cuts, good screens. That's the way you break down a defense that, well, it looks like they're seemingly prepared for you.
Yeah, and you got to fight through all the physicality and potential non-whistles, and you've got to refuse to be stopped. You can't be grabbed. You can't be held. You can't be impeded in any way from executing, whether it be setting a screen, getting out to the wing and getting open, completing the pass. Everything has to be done with force in a game like this. Because as you said, Washington is not going to make it easy, especially on their defensive end. So you've got to be able to fight through it all.
Ibaka makes one of two free throws. Raptors go up 1-0. Wall front court between the circles. To Porter, far side, jumper no good, long rebound run down by Valanciunas. Off to Lowry with a right-hand dribble up the left side, far wing, Raptors working left to right. Lowry into the lane, tries to dish to Valanciunas, went through his hands, out of bounds, into the Raptor bench. Toronto turns it over, and back comes Washington.
I thought Kyle had a chance to put that up on the rim there. Instead, looking for Jonas Valanciunas, just a little bit too much heat on that pass, considering the distance between the two players.
In the lane, Beal, turnaround jumper, banks it up and in, far side, 2-1 Washington.
How about Beal putting the brakes on there as he saw Serge Ibaka when he got into the paint, a nice spin move to score up and bounce it off the glass. Serge, no contest at that point.
DeRozan into the corner, Lowry up fake, drives. Kicks it out, Ibaka into the corner, Anunoby catch and shoot, three, good. Down the bottom of the well for the youngster from Indiana. He's given Toronto offense this whole series so far, Sherm, 4-2 Toronto.
How about the ball movement? Kyle Lowry kicks it out to Serge Ibaka, and Serge has a shot, gets the defender to commit, is able to swing it to the far corner, Anunoby knocks it down.
Wall, and now a late whistle. They've got Anunoby on the foul with Morris. And Morris stands up and says something to the youngster. And OG is not about the back down.
Well, it got physical there. And OG Anunoby, as you said, not backing down at all. He actually tripped up with Morris, knocked him down. Morris got up and threw an elbow at OG Anunoby. And OG didn't even hesitate, pushed him right back in the chest. I like that.
I like it too.
I like the fact that OG is not taking a step back, and he's defending himself. He's standing up for his team. You can't let that happen in a playoff situation. Now, he did foul Morris initially.
Yeah.
But Morris gets up and kind of elbows him. And OG,
in the back.
Yeah, and OG has no problem standing in front of him.
And it's funny, when Morris stepped to him, OG pushed back. It was Morris that stepped back and said, hey, wait a minute.
Well, yeah, because OG pushed him and stayed there.
Yeah, he said, I'm here.
Listen, it's the playoffs.
I'm here.
It's the playoffs. And you think about situations like that, teams are looking for weaknesses. OG showed no weakness there. And if I'm Dwayne Casey, I tell my young player, listen, we need you in this game, but I love the fact that you stood up. I love the fact that you didn't take a step back. Yes, you might get a flagrant for this, but I love the mentality. That's the fighting mentality you need on the road in the playoffs.
All right, James Williams and Kenny Maurer will go under the hood to try and look at things, and they're going to look at all the replays, and Sherm, I'll tell you that you're right about OG. I'm sure Dwayne Casey's saying, youngster, I need you, but I like the way you stood up. It's kind of like the first time my dad came to get me at school when there was a fight. He said, I don't want you fighting. And then on the drive home in the car, he said, did you hit back or hit first? I said, I had to hit back. He said, that's good.
There you go. There you go. And it's the same thing you talk to kids about. Defend yourself. Don't take a step back.
So we get a look at the replay, and the foul is on the screen, and Morris and Anunoby get up pushing. I think we're going to get double technicals.
It's got to be.
They didn't see anything egregious, Sherm. I mean, as you said, it's the playoffs.
Well, they didn't see any escalators come into the fray, and that's important for the officials to suss out, but there's no question that OG Anunoby and Markieff Morris definitely are going to get some action here. But originally, OG committed the personal foul, and that's what the whistle was for.
He did. And Morris took umbrage and exception to the fact that OG kind of threw him to the ground.
And rightfully so.
And it wasn't done purposely. He was trying to get around, and he fouled, and tempers got a little hot.
It's the playoffs, baby. What else would you expect?
Technical foul is on three, OG Anunoby, and the Wizards number five, Keith Morris.
So there you go. Kind of much ado about nothing. Personal on OG and technicals on both OG and Markieff Morris. So,
and OG has to be prepared. Markieff Morris is going to talk to him
The
whole game. He can't get caught up in it. He can't get frustrated by it. He's got to stay, because he's doing a great job for the Raptors, especially in the first halves, in terms of spacing the floor, defending, and knocking down shots.
You don't want the rookie to get thrown off his game either. So Washington ball, Beal jumper, got it straight away.
That's a problem right there. That time OG Anunoby gets picked off by Marcin Gortat, who's one of the best screeners in the league. And Jonas Valanciunas showing very low. That allowed Bradley Beal to knock down that shot.
Ibaka up top, steps in, kicks to Lowry, swing to DeRozan, steps into a three and knocks it in the bottom of the well. The Raptors' two field goals have been threes. Toronto leads it 7-4.
Again, great passing, but how about the footwork of DeMar DeRozan stepping into that three with great balance and letting it fly?
7-4 Toronto. 8:50 to go, first quarter. Wall in the lane, kicks to Gortat, lay it up and in. Nice play by John Wall. Raptor lead cut to 7-6.
Well, OG Anunoby chasing from behind. Him and Jonas ended up going to John Wall. Looked like they wanted to switch, but didn't communicate it.
Ibaka traveled. He had the mismatch on Wall. Tried to post up strong, and Wall pulled the chair out from underneath. Serge lost his balance. Beal up top. Jumper in the air. No good. Long rebound. Ibaka picks it up near center. Raptors coming back left to right, leading 7-6. Lowry down the baseline. Gets it to Anunoby. Kick it to DeRozan. Bottom of the center circle. Front court. on the navy blue lettering that says DC. Deep three for DeMar, short. It's an air ball out of bounds. Washington has the ball.
That time DeMar DeRozan trying to operate off the screen and roll a little bit deep. Didn't really get his legs under that. Misses everything.
Wall, elbow jumper near side, uncontested rebound Gortat. Back to Wall, the possession continues. Another jumper in the air, no good. Rebound Gortat underneath, puts it up and in.
Jonas Valanciunas there just getting beat on the glass. Serge Ibaka trying to contest that John Wall three. Does a pretty good job, and Jonas just gets outmatched.
DeRozan into the lane, floats it up and in, chest to chest with Otto Porter. Down the near side, right wing, 9-8 Toronto, 7:30 to go, first quarter.
I like that decision by DeMar. First few shots, three-point shots. Now it's time to change it up. Off movement, cuts to the basket, is able to get that shot to go.
Beal near side, on the bounce, up top to Wall. On the drive into the lane, kicks to Gortat, short corner jumper, no good. Rebound Ibaka. Outlet Lowry, here come the Raptors leading 9-8, 7-10, first quarter. Toronto in the black. Lowry looking like a prize fighter, wearing black shoes with white laces. DeRozan near side, right wing, left hand to the middle. Elbow or free throw line jumper, floats it up and in. 11-8 Toronto. DeRozan off early for the Raptors with seven.
Great balance by DeMar. Kind of got caught picking that ball up early because John Wall tried to smack it from behind. Able to square up in the air and knock that floater down.
Wall to a cutting Porter. Knocks it in near side. Left wing, about the second marker from 10 feet, 11-10, Toronto.
Such a great bailout guy. When you get stuck, Otto Porter off of movement creates passing angles and opportunities for ball handlers.
DeRozan to Ibaka, top of the lane. To Lowry, far corner, catch and shoot. Three good in the bottom of the well. And then they've got a foul on Morris, pushing Valanciunas for rebounding position. So the three will go by Lowry in the bottom of the well, and then Valanciunas will get one free throw when we come back. 14-10 Toronto. Raptors off to a good start, Sherm.
Yeah, Morris in trouble there under the box with Jonas Valanciunas. Knew he was out of good rebounding position as Marcin Gortat had to go out and contest that three-point shot by Kyle Lowry. Just ended up pushing Jonas Valanciunas in hand-to-hand combat and gets called for the foul.
14-10 Toronto. It's the playoffs. We're at the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C., Toronto and Washington. And you're listening on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back in Washington, 14-10 Toronto. 6:19 to go, first quarter. And we'll tell you to listen to Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog, Monday to Friday, 4 to 7 on TSN 1050. Every day at 5 p.m., TSN hockey analyst Ray Ferraro checks in with the boys. Overdrive, your drive home just got a lot better. And Sherm, the Raptors are up 2-0 despite allowing 100 points in the first two games. Prior to this year, Toronto had been 1-24 when allowing over 100 in the playoffs. Now they've won two in a row. They lead this one 14-10. The NBA, it does slow down, but it's not slowing down the way it used to.
No, it's not. And the way that teams shoot the basketball, including the Raptors, listen, scoring 100 points is not an issue. So if you're going to try and keep up offensively with teams that can shoot the three, you've got to score consistently. You've got to score over 100, probably 110.
Yeah.
115 points to stay in a match like this. And you think about the Raptors and what they've been able to do. You hang up 130 points and 114 points in the two previous games. So scoring is not an issue. And then you look at tonight, the Raptors are shooting 71% from the floor this early in the game. And this is the same kind of offensive start that we've seen in the first two games. So there's no question that offensively the Raptors have got a great flow going right now. And Washington has not been able to disrupt that consistently into starts of games.
Valanciunas on the free throw line, knocks it down. Raptors up 5, 15-10, 6:19 to go, first quarter. Wizards in the white, coming right to left. Beal to Gortat in the lane, to Otto Porter Jr. down the lane, far side, right wing, misses the short shot. Rebound Ibaka.
Kind of bobbled it on the bounce pass and unable to finish.
Lowry in the lane, short jumper, no good. Ran into resistance from Mike Scott into the ball game. Back comes Wall. on the run into the lane. Raptors clog the lane. Gortat gets the ball. His turnaround hook shot, no good. Wizards start the game at 5 of 13. Ibaka down low, jams it in. Toronto runs the floor and has a 7-point lead at 17-10.
Good job by Serge Ibaka to get behind the defense of the Wizards. Poor communication on who needed to stop the ball. Able to throw that ball over the top.
Wall jumper near side from 12 feet. No good. Rebound Valanciunas. Back comes Lowry. On the run. Gets it to a trailing Ibaka. Now to Lowry between the circles. Got Mike Scott on the switch. Lowry gets a screen from Valanciunas. Works near side. Three in the air. Back rim. No good. Had a good look. Here comes Wall. On the run. Lays it up and in.
John Wall, a full head of steam, and Marcin Gortat was actually ahead of Kyle Lowry and pinned him in and allowed John Wall to get a free straight line drive to the basket.
17-12 Toronto, 4:50 first quarter. Lowry to Valanciunas, sealing Gortat in the lane, the ball knocked away. JV got to get it, sweep through, score it, and a foul? Nope. They're going to say it was going sideways and not vertical, horizontal and not vertical. So JV won't get the three-point opportunity, although Dwayne Casey pleading his case to referee James Williams.
I tell you what, I love the fact that as Jonas rolled to the basket, he got deep post position and tried to seal there. The pass came in, it was tipped out. He was able to get it back, but play low box basketball. Get down there and make him pay.
Ibaka misses a three, long rebound to Wall. On the run against Valanciunas, kicks it into the corner. DeRozan retreating, picks it off. 17-12 Toronto, 4.5 first quarter. Valanciunas straight away drives left on Gortat into the lane, reverse layup up and in. Oh, JV down the lane and then came underneath, channeling his inner six-footer, Sherm, using the ball handling to score the deuce.
Well, DeMar DeRozan was on the far 45, pleading to Jonas to swing the basketball. Jonas had other things in mind and a nice little jab. Two good dribbles to his left, takes the contact from Marcin Gortat and is able to get to the near side of the rim and use the rim as a defender to put a little English on it and spin it in. Good perimeter skills displayed by Jonas Valanciunas.
So let's take a break. 4:22 to go, first quarter. Toronto 19, Washington 12. It's the playoffs from Capital One Arena in Washington, and you're listening on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back at the Capital One Center, Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C. 19-12 Toronto, 4:22 to go first quarter. DeRozan leading the Raptors with 7 points of their 19. He had a 4-point play in the first quarter of Game 2, the first ever by a Raptors player in a playoff game. And DeRozan connected on 3 shots from 3-point range in Game 2, tying his single game high in the playoffs. He also made 3 threes in this series in 2015 when the Raptors were swept. Maple Leaf Square, Ford Fan Zone at Maple Leaf Square, Ram Sherm. The Raptors trying to go up 3-0.
Always good to see Maple Leaf Square doing what it does, but the Raptors, we talk about them offensively, and they're doing a very good job on the offensive end. But defensively, they're holding the Wizards to 40%. And this is a carbon copy of what we've seen in the first two games of this series. So if the script stays the same, it bodes well for the Raptors with this start again.
Raptors have outscored the Wizards by an average of 11 points in the first quarter, shooting almost 58%, and out-rebounding them 2-1. Beal in the lane, floats it up and in, far side, right wing. Bradley Beal gets two back, 19-14 Toronto, 4:06 to go. First quarter, Lowry deep three up top, good, down the bottom of the well. Raptors knocking him down, 4 of 7 from distance. They lead it 22-14, biggest lead of the game at 8. Ananobi guarding Beal, now they get it to Wall. Far side, right wing in the pocket in front of the Wizards bench. Wall drives, floats it up, blocked by JV, but it's a goaltend. Give Wall the 2.
I think that would have been short, too. I thought it got the glass pretty low, But Jonas Valanciunas is trying to do the right thing, coming over to help Kyle Lowry. Just gets called for the block.
Wall makes a steal on JV. Takes it front court and jams it down with the left hand.
Jonas Valanciunas claiming that he just got hit across the wrists in terms of John Wall running through him to get that steal, and shakes his head. But we talked about the toughness. You got to play through things like that.
DeRozan near side to Ananobi in the lane. Banks it up and in. OG on the near side right wing. Catches, scores. And Toronto's up 24-18.
Good job by OG. DeMar DeRozan caught, picked up his dribble. Really nowhere to go. OG created an outlet for him.
Beal to Oubre Jr. Three ball far side. No good. Rebound Ibaka. Outlet Lowry up the middle of the floor. Raptors coming left to right. DeRozan finds a seam, lays it up and in, and a foul. Transition offense by Toronto. They make it 26-18, and DeRozan says, I'm still shopping. I got a coupon for one more.
Well, I love the fact that the pace of the game has picked up for the Raptors, and we've seen some early opportunities arise, not necessarily like that one in transition, where Kyle Lowry did a good job of attracting a couple of white shirts of the Wizards as DeMar DeRozan was cutting to the basket. But I like when they play with pace. I think they get not only the transition opportunity, but they get the secondary break as well, whether it be a trailer in a big like Serge Ibaka, or it means the defense has reacted to the initial push, and now you can get something on the secondary push of guys filling the lane.
DeRozan has 10. The Raptors lead 27-18, 2:40 to go, first quarter. DeLon right into the game, along with C.J. Miles and Jakob Poeltl. Wall drives, tries to get it to Oubre Jr. in the corner. He's swallowed up by three Raptors, and the pass into the corner is deflected out of bounds.
I like the fact that the Raptors at the rim with John Wall are paying a lot of attention to when he tries to elevate and finish over the top. That time, two Raptor bigs get up there, principles of verticality straight up, force John Wall to try and thread the needle after he's left his feet to pass the ball.
Beal to Mahinmi, far side. Again, his shot contested by Ibaka and Poeltl, no good. Back comes Toronto. DeRozan in the lane, 1 foot fall away, no good. Poeltl tips it up, no good. Loose ball, Lawson to Oubre Jr. on the run out, tries to jam it on Ibaka. And Serge takes the foul and shakes his head and said, no, no, sir, you're going to go to the line and get those two. You are not going to get a dunk.
That's an impressive take by Kelly Oubre Jr. as he came to the jump stop and tried to elevate on Serge Ibaka. I thought Ty Lawson made, well, he had a better decision kicking it to Bradley Beal on the right side, but threw it ahead to Oubre on the left side. And Serge Ibaka, although he tried to block the shot, it was about making sure that there was no potential bucket there, and Serge makes a contact, and he doesn't give the two thumbs down that he normally gives on the block, but he gives the finger wag as if to say, I got the foul, but you're not dunking it on me today.
No dunks. Oubre Jr. makes a second one. 27-20 Toronto, 2:13 to go, first quarter. DeLon Wright, front court. Against Ty Lawson, spins down the left side, far wing. Puts it up, no good, but it was blocked from behind by Oubre Jr. Lawson had him engaged, and Oubre over to get the block.
Well, DeLon Wright knows once he gets into the paint, Lawson doesn't have the size to match up and play his shot up top, but got to be aware of the help side coming.
DeRozan's pass up top, intercepted by Beal on the run, loses his balance, kicks it out to Oubre, who comes down the lane for the dunk.
Wow, what a play by Bradley Beal. Totally trips up over himself and almost Superman dives and is able to control the ball. And Kelly Oubre Jr. running the floor finishes with force.
Offensive foul on Poeltl on Oubre Jr. Raptors lead was 9. It's now cut to 5, and Washington has the ball. 27-22 Toronto, minute 41, first quarter.
And if you're the Raptors, you want to be very careful here. Kelly Oubre Jr. has made two very energized plays coming off the bench, and three actually with the block shot as well, and the fans are starting to get into it. Got to calm the situation down.
Finish the quarter well. Beal, far side, three, good. 27-25. Washington cuts it to 2, minute 28, first quarter. Siakam to right on the bounce, works left, far side, now to Siakam. Dribble handoff to Miles. CJ into the lane. Goes for the dunk. Blocked by Mahinmi. Out of bounds, though, off Lawson. It stays Toronto ball. But, Cherm, as you said, the crowd in this building energized by the plays being made by Washington.
And it's their bench, Jonesy. Bradley Beal did knock down the three, but Kelly Oubre Jr. has been very good to end this quarter. Jan Mahinmi did a good job in terms of denying CJ Miles as he tried to attack the hoop. But you can see it's the back-to-back-to-back plays that are getting this Wizards team going. And it's no surprise the Wizards bench outscored the Raptors bench by 21 in the last game. So this bench has been very, very good, and they're showing it again tonight.
Like I said, the Wizards bench was like a middle reliever holding the opposition so you could get back in the game in the last contest. Raptors by 2, minute 5 to go, first quarter. DeRozan, turnaround three, blocked by Oubre Jr. It's a shot clock violation. And the Raptors, all of a sudden, leaking oil here, Sherm, finishing this quarter.
Well, DeMar DeRozan caught the ball, and his back was kind of facing the basket, and he was actually calling for a screen to be set, but there was under 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Realized late, Oubre Jr. had the advantage defensively at that point.
Mahinmi has it knocked away by Poeltl, who swears he got all ball, but Gary Zielinski saying, no, you fouled him.
From behind, Zielinski looked like he was blocked out of the play. And we get a chance to see it on the replay.
That's a lot of ball.
That's as clean as it comes. Zielinski was actually behind Jan Mahinmi as Jakob Poeltl went to strip that basketball and made that call. I don't know how he saw what could have happened in front of Jan Mahinmi because the ball was really blocked out of his view, but he makes a call, and unfortunately for the Raptors, Jan gets to the free throw line off of a pretty good defensive play by Jakob Poeltl.
And Mahinmi knocks down 2 free throws. The game is tied at 27. Toronto front court. Poeltl on the bounce to DeRozan. 3 ball far side, no good. Another air ball. Beal with the rebound. Wizards looking for the lead. Pull up 3 by Beal is good.
Bradley Beal feeling it in this quarter. 5 of 6 for 12 points. A perfect 2 of 2 from the three-point line.
DeRozan to Poeltl, jams it down. Great play by DeMar. Penetrate, kick. Poeltl with the dunk, 30-29 Washington. Beal, 3 ball, far side, no good. Rebound DeRozan.
Definitely a heat check right there by Bradley Beal.
20 seconds, first quarter. Shot clock, game clock, almost synchronized. Raptors will get the last shot. DeRozan just inside center with a waist-high right-hand dribble. Shot clock at 5. He's going to go. Works left. Back to the right. Elbow jumper short. Rebound knocked away to Beal. And that's the way the quarter ends with Washington up 30-29.
The Raptors definitely struggling to finish this quarter, but still up 1. Got to settle things down out the second quarter. And this bench for the Raptors has to be who they were all season long and play at the level or better than this Washington bench.
Second quarter when we come back. It's the playoffs. Wizards 30, Raptors 29. We're at the Capital One Arena in Washington. And you are listening on TSN 1050 Toronto. Back at the Capital One Arena in Washington, D.C., in game 2, the Raptors actually led 37-15 in the first quarter, Sherm. It was the largest first quarter lead the Raptors have ever had in a playoff game. And right now, they trail 30-29.
Well, they allowed Washington to really steal the momentum with pace. And Washington did it the right way. They got after it defensively. Their bench, who has been their savior this whole series.
Yeah.
Did a great job. Again, Kelly Oubre Jr., had a block, had a couple of very good offensive plays. Bradley Beal getting on the floor and really saving a possession for the Wizards and creating a bucket for Oubre Jr. And then you think about Jan Mahinmi stepping in there and doing a good job. And they haven't even gotten anything from Mike Scott yet.
Yeah.
And he's been phenomenal off the bench for this team. So out of the first quarter, I said the bench for the Raptors has to be who they were all season long. they've got to come back to form, because this Washington bench is playing with the kind of energy that we're used to seeing the Raptors bench play with. And you don't want it to get to a point where your starters are able to neutralize the starters, but your bench doesn't answer the call. This is a chance for the bench to step up.
The 2018 FIFA World Cup rush is coming this June to TSN 1050, official radio broadcaster. Every game, every goal, every highlight, be a part of the spectacle. Second quarter, Raptors with the ball in the black uniforms, moving left to right. It's the bench on the floor. Wright misses the floater near side right wing. Pirtle, Powell, Siakam, and Miles in there. Lawson jumper no good. Rebound picked up by Mahinmi. Lays it up and in. And Washington has its biggest lead of the game at 32-29.
That's just awareness and energy that the Wizards have shown coming out of the first quarter, obviously into the second quarter.
DeLon Wright down the lane, waltzes home and lays it in. Raptors cut the lead to 32-31.
Jakob Poeltl did a good job there as he was setting the screen, rolling to the basket, and just kind of took Lawson out of the play and his man in Jan Mahinmi.
Satoransky, Lawson, Oubre Jr., Mahinmi, and Scott for Washington. Wizards in the white, moving right to left. Satoransky down the lane, into the lane. The pass knocked away. Shot clock violation. The Raptors get the turnover as they try to dig in. Washington shooting 50% right now.
Much better defensive presence for the Raptors right there. Doing a good job in terms of making sure that the three-point line, if they broke it with dribble penetration, they didn't give too much up and allow that deep dribble penetration.
Foul on Washington. As the Wizards commit the foul, it goes on Ty Lawson. Raptors will inbound left side, far wing, right in front of their bench. Powell to Pirtle, now to Siakam. Holding, up top, dribbles right side, hands it off to Norm Powell. Left hand to the middle, got Mike Scott. Pull up three for Powell, no good, missed badly. Lawson on the run out to Mike Scott, lays it in.
That time Norm Powell got caught turning around trying to find the ball while the ball was in the air. Mike Scott able to catch that and finish it.
Powell, corner three, good, down the bottom of the well. Powell ties the game at 34.
Good comeback by Norm Powell after the previous shot missed badly to the left. That time confidently knocks that shot down.
Range finder, eh, Sherm?
Absolutely.
Mahinmi drives far side right wing, knocked out of bounds by Pirtle. So the Raptors scratch back to tie it at 34 apiece. With 10:07 to go, first half.
Jakob Poeltl probably saying, that's the same thing I did in the first quarter when you called the foul. I stripped him clean.
Mahinmi to Satoransky straight away between the rings. Left-hand dribble. Now works over to the right. Hands it to Oubre Jr. Up fake into the lane. Kick to Satoransky for three. No good. Rebound to Poeltl. Raptors looking for the lead on this trip. Right to Powell. Near side. Drives on Scott. Into the lane, kick up top, right on the drive is fouled by Satoransky. The Raptors had Washington guessing at every turn, Sherm, from the Powell penetration and kick out to Wright's drive. Washington was just wondering where the ball was going next.
Right, and Norm Powell, after just knocking down a three from the same spot in the near corner on the three-point line, this time decided to put the ball on the floor and attack, and as you said, it kept Washington off balance the whole possession until they fouled.
Right up top to Siakam on Lawson, takes him to the hoop, blocked by Mahinmi, ball on the ground, Lawson has it. Kick to Satoransky on the drive, floats it up, no good, Siakam back for the rebound. 9:20, first half, 34 apiece, Powell drives and is fouled as the Raptors pick up the tempo. And Norm Powell will get a couple free throws.
I tell you what, DeLon Wright won't get any statistical proof that he made a great defensive play right there on Satoransky. Didn't block the shot, didn't strip him, just forced him into a tough running one-handed shot in transition because he read the Euro step the right way and stayed up and contested that. After that good defense, it's off to the races as Pascal Siakam is able to headman the ball to Norm Powell, and again, Norm Powell attacking, gets fouled and gets to the free throw line. But I like Norm Powell going downhill in situations that might be iffy, And if he gets that clean look from three, go ahead and knock it down.
36-34, Raptors knock down a couple free throws. Norman Powell with 5 points off the bench. Toronto by two. Scott into the lane. Mahinmi jams it down. The Wizards bench ties the game at 36.
Weak side late to react for the Raptors there as the screen and roll defense did a pretty good job, but Jan Mahinmi cuts from the other side and is able to get a wide open dunk.
Mahinmi swats it away from Powell. Wizards bring it front court. Oubre Jr. in the lane. Got it to go.
Something to keep an eye on as Norm Powell turns it over. 7 turnovers for the Raptors, and they've given up 13 points off those turnovers. Too high turnovers and too much points given up off those turnovers.
The Raptors were pretty good during the season at that, as the foul is called on Washington as there's some screening action near side. During the course of the regular season, the Wizards, like the Raptors, were number 9 in points off turnovers by opponents. Raptors were number 8. But the Raptors only gave up 15 points a game off turnovers. Right now, the Wizards have 13.
Way too high. And again, these are those live ball turnovers that we talk about all the time. If you turn it over, make sure it's on the side as a dead ball. You give it up in the open court, which we've seen quite a few of those early in this game so far, the Wizards are going to make you pay.
Long jumper, no good. Here comes John Wall back into the game. Up top, cut off by Siakam. Gets it to Morris, near corner left wing. Backs in on Miles, turnaround jumper under duress, got it.
Just knew he had the size and the strength factor over CJ Miles, just a little left shoulder to the chest of CJ, able to create a little space as he faded to the baseline.
40-36, biggest lead of the game for Washington. Miles, three up top, no good, but he's fouled. And he will get free throws. CJ again, Sherm, making something out of nothing. We saw that happen big time at the end of game two.
Well, we did, and Bradley Beal, his first two fouls were on jump shooters in that first quarter. And then he got another couple of fouls on shooters as well, and this time Morris, trying to contest that CJ3, he fouls him as well. Those are two veteran guys that know better than that and understand once you've contested, you've done your job. You can't bail the shooters out, but if you're the Raptors, you got to stay aggressive, and if they want to continue to foul, you continue to make those free throws. But CJ Miles probably got bailed out on that shot. It was a highly contested shot, a difficult shot. Really didn't have a clean look at the basket, but three free throws are 3 points the same way.
And the Raptors cut the lead to one at 40-39. Washington, 7:50 to go, clock running first half. Morris with three fouls sitting at the scorer's table. Lawson to Scott in the lane, tries to get it to Gortat. And what do they got? An offensive foul on Washington. I thought James Williams was going to call a three. Instead, they got the foul on Mike Scott.
I don't even see where that foul was. Mike Scott was attacking the basket, and the official said that on the pass, he tried to clear out space by throwing his elbows, but I can't call that one right there, Jonesy.
I couldn't see it either. Lowry back in for Toronto, down the right side, near wing. Stops in the lane, finds Siakam to Poeltl, and the Raptors get caught making the extra pass in the lane. They turn it over on the three-second violation.
I tell you what, Kyle Lowry had a little floater. Pascal Siakam was about 3 feet in front of the rim, and he could have floated it up with a little baby hook, but the unselfishness for the Raptors hurt them on that possession. A couple guys had looks, end up getting no look.
Wall in the lane, goes at Poeltl. Jakob fouls him, and Wall will go to the line for two.
Yeah, John Wall attacking downhill, and again, Marcin Gortat didn't have to set a screen that time because DeLon Wright knew as a defender on John Wall that the screen was coming and tried to avoid it, and that's all the time that John Wall needed to get to the paint 2 feet and attack Jakob Poeltl, who was defending Marcin Gortat and helping out in the screen and roll.
Well, the Wizards bench outscoring the Raptors bench 14-12 right now. And that two-point difference is the difference in the game as Wall knocks in the first free throw. 41-39 Washington, 7:13 to go first half.
And for Scott Brooks, at the end of the day, his loyalty is to winning this game. And if it's going to take his bench players playing extended minutes with some starters, that's what you go to. It doesn't matter how it looks. You go with production.
It's no pictures on the scorecard.
Absolutely not. That's why Dwayne Casey all season long has put anybody on the floor that's going to help him win.
Lowry on the elbow to Valanciunas in the lane. Turns it over. Back comes Washington. Beal lays it up and in. Another live ball turnover. 9 turnovers, 17 points for the Wizards as the Raptors trail 44-39. The 5-point lead is the biggest of the night for Washington.
That time the bounce pass a little too low from Kyle to Jonas, and Jonas unable to scoop it up, and the Wizards are off to the races with John Wall and Bradley Beal hooking up, and Bradley Beal getting the finish.
Let's take a break. 6:39 first half. 44-39 Wizards. It's the playoffs. And we're at Capital One Arena. You're listening to Wizards and Raptors on TSN 1050 Toronto. 44-39. Washington leads Toronto. 6:39 to go first half. And Washington very comfortable at home. Last year, the Wizards won 6 straight at home in the playoffs. Sherm, they're trying to keep that streak going right now and stave off 3-0.
And you're seeing that the Wizards have kind of flipped it offensively. The Wizards now shooting almost 53% from the floor, and the Raptors have dipped to under 45%. So this is complete role reversal of the first two games and the first quarter in terms of field goal percentage. And the turnovers have had a lot to do with that. The Raptors now up to 9 turnovers and have given up 17 points off those turnovers. So you can just look at that stat alone and figure out what's happening. You're giving up possessions. The Wizards have 5 more field goal attempts than the Raptors. So that's where the game is right now. And if they can really corral the turnovers, especially the live ball turnovers, they give themselves a chance to get some good offensive possessions and get some good looks at the basket.
Starters back on the floor for Toronto. Anunoby, Lowry, Valanciunas, Ibaka, and DeRozan. Raptors will inbound left side far wing, coming left to right across your dial in the black uniforms. Lowry, far side, left wing, floats it up, no good. Rebound tipped up and in by Valanciunas. Went to the hoop and got a finger on it to get it down.
You said it during the commercial break, Jonesy. Kyle being a bit too passive in terms of looking for a shot offensively. That time, floating it up created an offensive rebound.
Wall fouled by Valanciunas, and Washington wants the goaltend on Ibaka. And they just showed the replay. And Sherm, that was that terrible trio that leads to a goaltend altogether. Hand, ball, backboard.
Yeah, it was really bad, and the referees are now having a little conference. But the officials have already said it's a foul, and it's 2 shots. So this will be interesting to see if they go back and say there's a bucket there.
And they're going to change their mind. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they gave it to them. Now, I don't know how they came to that conclusion, because the only way we were able to see it was the replay on the Jumbotron.
Right.
And you want to believe that that wasn't the reason for the officials to look at that and say, you know what, it did hit the glass. And
either that or listen to Scott Brooks and the 19,000 officials in here.
Well, they're usually not swayed by that, right?
Usually. Anunoby inside to Lowry. Great pass. Kyle lays it up and in. Wide open down low. Raptors cut the lead to 47-43.
OG doing a good job there. Has a 3-point shot. Takes 1 escape dribble as a defender closed him out. Finds Kyle with a nice bounce pass.
Gortat in the lane. Lays it up and in. 49-41.
Gortat so good in the screen and rolling to the basket with speed and finishing quickly around the hoop.
Sorry, 49-43. It's a six-point lead, biggest of the game for Washington. Lowry near side, right wing, got Mike Scott on the elbow, gets a screen, gets it to Valanciunas, ceiling Scott. JV in the lane, the lefty hook, no good, rebound Scott.
Pretty good defense there by Mike Scott, really not giving up a lot of ground to Jonas.
Beal, closed out on by Lowry, gives it up to Wall, guarded by Anunoby. 5-10 first half, Washington by six. Wall on the crossover, puts it up, no good. Rebound knocked out by Gortat. Possession continues. Here's Beal, elbow jumper far side, short, rebound Lowry. And they say, stay here. They got a foul on Toronto.
Well, they got the miss from Bradley Beal, but on the rebound again, Marcin Gortat does such a good job of setting screens and rolling hard to the basket that his surge had to help a bit on the Bradley Beal shot. That allowed Gortat to get to the basket, and the foul is called. But again, you got to keep him off the glass, as difficult as it is.
Washington ball, far side, right wing. Wall on the dribble, and they've got an illegal defense on Toronto. As Valanciunas caught standing in the lane.
It's tough when John Wall is active with the ball, a live dribble. Your help side has to be on high alert, and early rotation is usually the prerequisite when you're on the weak side, because if you're not there early, John Wall is in the paint before you know it. So that time Jonas Valanciunas trying to do the right thing, just there a little bit too long.
Free throw good, Washington by 7, 50-43. They've slowly pushed this lead. Wall on the baseline to Scott, three ball in the corner, good.
He's hit every big shot for this team, and that time John Wall goes to the back down on the far post on Kyle Lowry, and that left the weak side open as help side had to react to that back down.
4:25 first half, 10-point lead for Washington. Ibaka turns it over, and then Washington gives it right back, so Toronto gets a bit of a break, trailing 53-43 and kind of struggling right now, Sherm.
Well, they are, and I feel like that's one of the very, very few mistakes Mike Scott has made in this series. But the Raptors fortunate there, because this building is starting to get louder, and you don't want to have those consecutive possessions where Washington gets them up.
DeRozan in the lane, turnaround jumper over Gortat, no good, tipped up and in by Valanciunas again. The mismatch with Gortat guarding DeRozan, Sherm, sprung JV on the glass.
No question, and Jonas using his size.
Beal near side, three ball, good. Bradley Beal makes it 56-45, biggest lead 11. And then the Raptors turn it over.
For number 11, Jonesy, and again, now you're under pressure defensively.
Wall in the lane to Gortat, floats it up and in. 58-45, Washington by 13.
John Wall goes to the back down and bumps Kyle Lowry, and it's a bit of a soft hit, and Kyle tries to draw the foul in terms of a charge. That just messes up the defense completely, and that allows Gortat to pop loose as Jonas has to go over to help, and that's an easy lay-in. But the Raptors definitely leaking oil right now, and Dwayne Casey knows that and calls a timeout.
3:30 to go, first half, 58-45. Raptors down by 13. It was 40-39. The Raptors being outscored 18-6. We'll take a break. It's the playoffs from the Capital One Arena in Washington. Raptors and Wizards on TSN 1050 Toronto. 58-45, biggest lead of the series for the Wizards. 13 points, 3:30 to go, first half. And, Sherm, we were talking during the commercial break. As you said, it's like a fight. When that guy hits you with one and backs you off on the ropes, it's just maintain your equilibrium. Try to get to your stool and recompose yourself.
Yeah, and on top of that, you start to do things that are outside of the game plan, because you've gotten hit pretty hard, and right now the Raptors They're trying to get to the stool in this timeout, and hopefully they can regroup and get back to who they are. But there's no question that Washington has supreme confidence right now, and it's no surprise coming into this game that Washington is getting great production from their two leaders. John Wall and Bradley Beal have combined for 29 points right now.
Yep.
You know, they're doing a great job and 9 assists. So the leadership is there, but again, the bench. Kelly Oubre Jr., Jan Mahinmi doing a good job off the bench. Mike Scott, those three guys have been phenomenal for the Raptors, and the Raptors need to answer the call with a good, solid possession right here.
DeRozan, Lowry, Ibaka, Anunoby, Valanciunas. Lowry to Valanciunas. Corner three in the air. Good. Down the bottom of the well for JV. Toronto cuts the lead to 10 at 58-48.
Now, I like the fact that that shot went in.
I don't know if I like the shot, but
I don't know if that was the call out of the timeout, though.
Wall, post up. Scores on Lowry. Far side, right box.
John Wall has gone to that back down a few possessions now, and if they're not going to send that help, Kyle's going to have to do a better job of keeping John Wall from getting that low box position off the dribble.
Valanciunas to Lowry. Three ball, far side. Good. Down the bottom of the well. Raptors cut the lead to 9. 60-51 Washington. 2:40 to go, first half.
That time Kyle floating to his left, and that's where he likes to shoot it, going to his left, able to knock down that shot without any resistance from the Wizards.
Well, to use the fight analogy, the Raptors punching back off the ropes right now. Anunoby with a steal, takes it away from Wall, goes for the dunk, is fouled from behind by Wall, and OG will get a couple of free throws. And I like the fact, Sherm, it was not leaving his hand. It was going down because John Wall's a good defensive guard, and he's blocked many a shot from behind.
Really, those chase down blocks, he's very, very good at it. I liked everything about that play. I liked the defensive toughness of OG Anunoby. I like the fact that he went to finish, but I'm glad that the officials did not call anything but a common foul on that play, as John Wall went to block the shot, fouled OG pretty hard, and OG ran into the stanchion. It's still just a regular foul. Two players making great efforts, one trying to score, one trying to defend, get to the free throw line, take your free throws.
Anunoby looks confident in his first playoff series. Knocks down two free throws, is only a 62% free throw shooter on the year. The Raptors punching back. It's 60-53 Washington, 2:10 first half.
What do they try to do with younger players? Just get physical with them. Well, you can't get physical with OG.
OG makes another steal. Back comes DeRozan in the lane, lays it up and in. Toronto converting off turnovers. 60-55. Toronto cuts it to 5. And Scott Brooks wants a timeout. The Raptors outscoring Washington 10-2 right now to cut this lead to 5.
Giving the Wizards a bit of their own medicine, turning them over, good defensive stands, getting offensive opportunities. The Raptors bang a three, couple of good defensive possessions after their timeout. Now they've got to be careful with Washington calling the timeout that they don't reverse the roll.
So let's keep it here. Minute 59 to go, first half. Dwayne Casey likes to say, if you're looking at the Raptors now, Sherm, they're making a muscle.
There you go. And you have to.
Don't back down.
You're right, and it's great to see the rookie OG Anunoby in the heat of the battle. He's taking blows, but he's delivering blows as well. And, you know, we might make comparisons to fighting the whole night in terms of a boxing match, because the playoffs are physical. You got to stand your ground, and the Raptors are doing that right now, and it's great to see OG do that. But we're seeing the Raptors, again, not rely on their offense to get them going, but their offense is benefiting because their defense has been better over the last few possessions. And to me, that's the way to do it. Get better defensively, create some opportunities offensively, and now when you're in sync like that, we see games like Game 1 and 2 where the Raptors shoot a great field goal percentage, and they get Washington's field goal percentage down. Now, Washington's already up over around 57% right now, so they have work to do on that end. But I think the Raptors know what it takes. They know what this feels like and understand what needs to be done.
Well, the Raptors, had they not turned it over that much, would be in this game.
Yeah.
DeRozan blocks the jumper from Otto Porter Jr. Toronto trying to extend the 10-2 run. DeRozan, pull-up jumper over Gortat. Good. Rattles it down. DeMar cuts the lead to 60-57. Raptors trying to finish the half with a flurry.
I've always said, someone as athletic and strong and smart as DeMar, he could always be a better defender.
Wall, jump shot, good. Near side, left elbow, 18 feet out, 62-57, Washington. DeRozan on the bounce against Gortat, far corner, left wing. Takes him on, crosses over, tries to kick it to Anunoby, turns it over. Here comes Wall on the run, into the corner. Beal, catch and shoot, three, good. Wow, live ball turnover for 3 points.
Yeah, DeMar DeRozan, really nowhere to go on the baseline there. A lot of activity by Washington deflecting that pass. And as you said, live turnovers, it's lights out.
Anunoby underneath, great pass from Lowry. And jams it down. OG doing a nice job. Got 9 points. Had 12 in game one, 9 in game two. And the Raptors cut the lead to 65-59, under a minute to go, first half.
The recognition to cut to the basket, John Wall not looking.
Wall, elbow jumper, got it, far side, right wing. Raptors go underneath, and he makes him pay in the screen roll.
Well, that's the game plan, obviously. The Raptors are going to be content with John Wall making 12 to 15-foot jump shots.
DeRozan drives, lays it up on Gortat. No foul called, but on the outlet, Valanciunas blocks the outlet pass and jams it in. Raptors cut the lead to 67-61.
That's a big play right there. 9 seconds of the first quarter. Raptors lose that possession on the miss, and Jonas gets it back and dunks it.
15 seconds, first half. Wall drives, elbow jumper far side, good again. John Wall has 19 points. 69-61, Washington. 8 seconds, first half. DeRozan to Ibaka, bobbles it far side, it goes out of bounds off Mike Scott. So with 8 tenths of a second to go, the Raptors will have a chance for one last look.
Is it me, or are we seeing a lot of guys bobble the passes for the Raptors? Can't be nerves at this point.
Taking your eye off the ball?
Yeah.
And the Raptors fittingly turn it over to end the half. 13th turnover. And Washington has scored 22 points off those turnovers.
22 points of their 69 points the Raptors have handed to the Wizards. So you know the adjustments you have to make coming out of that locker room. And one of the key things are, make sure you take better care of the basketball in the second half.
Halftime recess here at the Capital One Arena. Washington 69, Toronto 61. It's the playoffs. And you are listening on TSN 1050 Toronto.